From early morning to late afternoon, Monday to Friday, the work repairing a massive slope failure on Isa Township's Line 5 marches on. A month into the reconstruction, being done with township resources to reduce the cost, the site is slowly starting to take shape to return to what it was before a torrential rainstorm washed away about 70 meters of the thoroughfare. Two massive excavators, one on each side of the small creek that runs 12 to 15 meters below the road's surface, are in constant motion, scooping, clearing and moving thousands of cubic meters of dirt in an effort to create a suitable base upon which they can rebuild the slope. It's tedious work, but township officials hope it will be completed before the end of September. "We're targeting September 20th for completion, weather permitting," said Michael Michael, Chief Administrative Officer for Isa Township. "Rain always delays construction, especially for road work." According to township officials, an early April rainstorm that lasted almost 24 hours caused the slope failure a couple of kilometers south of County Road 90, west of Angus. Officials said the initial failure was about 50 meters in length. It was compounded by another landslide that extended the damage an additional 20 meters. As a result of the slope failure, a 90-meter culvert that conveyed the small creek under the road was also damaged. While it was initially thought that the culvert could be reused, it had to be replaced when officials discovered it sustained heavier-than-expected damage. "This is the largest slope failure the township has ever experienced," Michael said. "A total volume of 55,000 cubic meters has been removed from the site and a full 100-meter, corrugated steel pipe, culvert is being installed to replace the damaged culvert." Michael said the repair will require the township to bring in more than 60,000 cubic meters of engineered fill to be placed in layers to stabilize the proposed embankment. "We have to remove, place over 120,000 cubic meters of dirt and install a cofferdam, an enclosure built within a body of water to allow the enclosed area to be pumped out or drained for dewatering," Michael said. "Besides this, we will be installing a new drainage system and realigning the road profile to be paved," the SAO added. According to Michael, the township had to wait 4 weeks for the culvert to be built. It was delivered in 8 sections due to its size. "We are in the process of installing the new culvert now before we start backfilling with engineered fill," Michael said. "We are 60% of having the project completed." Michael said a project of this size, with limited land to access the collapsed slope, usually takes several months to complete. The repair, using township resources and staff, will cost the municipality between $330,000 and $450,000. If the township had opted to use third-party contractors, it would have cost an additional $300,000, township officials have said.